T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Currently light rain and 69 degrees. Mother Nature gave us a pre-4th of July fireworks show early today in South Central Kansas, as strong thunderstorms marched across the state from northwest to southeast. The storms featured winds in excess of 60 miles an hour, heavy rain, some hail, lots of lightning, and street flooding. Several hundred Westar customers lost power in the Wichita area for a time. No reports of significant damage, no reports of injuries. President Trump's spokespeople say he's fighting fire with fire, in tweets attacking the host of cable TV news show Morning Joe.
In a pair of venomous tweets, President Trump launched a personal attack on MSNBC host Mika Brzezinski, calling her, quote, low IQ, crazy Mika, saying that she and co-host Joe Scarborough came to visit him in Mar-a-Lago in December, and, quote, she was bleeding badly from a facelift. I said no. Here's House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi.
I think it's so blatantly sexist, I don't even know that there's a question about it.
Republicans piled on to the bipartisan condemnation of the tweets that are also reigniting the controversy over Trump's attitudes towards women. Janae Norman, ABC News, Washington.
Millions will be on the roads and in the skies for this 4th of July holiday weekend.
A record-breaking 44 million Americans are expected to travel 50 miles or more from where they live, according to the AAA, with 1.25 million more travelers this year than last, 4.6% more air travelers, and 3% more drivers. Surprisingly, low gas prices may be the reason why. Gas Buddy's Patrick DeHaan.
Believe it or not, it's going to be the cheapest July 4 to hit the road since 2005, and for among the first times ever, likely to be cheaper than on New Year's Day.
Dave Schreiber, ABC News.
The Kansas Department of Corrections says an incident at a maximum security prison in El Dorado has been resolved and inmates are back in their cells.
A department spokesman said in a statement Thursday no injuries to staff or prisoners occurred and that the inmates did not obtain access to any weapons. Staff from other prisons were called in to deal with the incident, but the statement says that's normal procedure. The inmates were returned to their cells with no use of force. An official with the union representing corrections workers had said inmates controlled parts of the prison that included the gym, the yard, and the kitchen. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Two people were killed, four others hospitalized, after an explosion at a Tampa, Florida power plant Thursday afternoon.
It happened at a coal-powered plant owned by TECO. Sherry Jacobs is with Tampa Electric.
Tampa Electric's number one priority is safety. Safety of our employees, of our contractors, of our customers.
Corey Deardorff with the Hillsborough County Fire Rescue said two people were dead at the scene, two were airlifted to Tampa General, and two were taken by ambulance.
Burn injuries as well as some other injuries, and they would be categorized as very severe.
There were no other reported injuries. The cause of the explosion is under investigation. Tony Marino, ABC News, Orlando, Florida.
The number of citizen complaints about fireworks will skyrocket this weekend. Wichita Fire Lieutenant Jose Ocades says a special phone number for complaints will go into effect starting Saturday evening.
During July 1st through the 4th, Central County Emergency Communications will staff a non-emergency number for fireworks complaints, 316-290-1011, between the hours of 6:30 p.m. and 3 o'clock in the morning.
The 290-1011 phone number is only for fireworks complaints. All emergency calls should still be made to 911. Tuesday this week, the Wichita Police Department's gang intervention program mailed out 74 letters to the parents and guardians of gang members age 17 and younger. Lieutenant Jeff Gilmore is with the police department's gang felony assault section.
We are asking the parents and or guardians of these juveniles to please contact us. We would like the opportunity to sit down with them. We would like the opportunity to explain why their child has been documented as a gang member in the community. We would also like to explain to them how they can no longer be a documented gang member in the community. And we would like to provide additional resources to help them with that.
Children involved with gangs are less likely to graduate from high school and have a significantly higher arrest rate than youngsters who do not associate with gangs. Seven crew members of the USS Wichita have been in Wichita this week, seeing the sights. Commander of the Navy combat ship, Rob Dumlow, says the USS Wichita will be a ship on the move.
We are extremely fast, probably the fastest vessel in the Navy inventory. We can exceed over 40 knots. And using the water jets, we can displace about 2 million gallons of water in a minute. That's an incredible amount of power. So we can zoom.
The USS Wichita will be used for mine warfare, finding and destroying mines in waters worldwide. The ship is currently in the waters of Lake Michigan off the coast of Wisconsin. It'll be commissioned by next year or in 2019. KNSS News Time now, 6:05, 5 minutes past 6 o'clock. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We are Steve and Ted in the morning here on a Friday, last day of June. 6:11 now, 11 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Those roadways are wet out there right now. Yeah. They look to be wet.
Wild and wet.
You might even see some localized street flooding out there even. It rained on and off for the good portion of the overnight, so something to watch out for. And remember, of course, that if you've got to, you've got those windshield wipers going, you do have to keep the headlights on. That is the law, something everybody's got to remember. On a day like today, traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
Hey, and now the forecast heading into the weekend with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A few showers may stick around across south central Kansas through about mid-morning. Then we become partly cloudy. Not going to be as warm as what we have been this past week. The high today, 84, with a light northeast wind. A disturbance will move in from the west tonight that may trigger a shower or thunderstorm. Our low, 64, but tomorrow is going to be dry. Sunny and warmer with a high, 88. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Thank you, Dan. Now, light rain, 69 degrees. We have a west wind at 8 miles per hour. And taking a look at the KNSS Weather Center radar right now, a large area of showers, moderate to some mostly moderate showers, extends from west of Wichita through Wichita on over almost to Emporia and on over east and then south clear down into Oklahoma. A good area of showers south of here now. Earlier this morning, it was mostly north of here when the severe storms came up. And everything's been marching to the east this morning. But it very much appears like from the Weather Center radar right now, it very much appears like Wichita is going to Kingman County's eastern part of Kingman County is being rained on right now. Sumner, Cali, all getting rained. Butler covered with rain. So, hey, we're getting some nice rain now after a little turbulence and some lightning and some real excitement overnight. How about that? Well, it was a cloudy, windy, muggy day in south central Kansas Thursday. Wichita's high temperature, 94 degrees. Wow. It was muggy yesterday afternoon. On this date, this is June 30th, on this date in 1980, do you remember the heat wave of 1980? Jad, I don't know if you're old enough to remember that. Wichita was torched by a temperature of 110 degrees. A record for the month of June.
I was all a three.
You were three?
Yeah.
But so. You were a toasty little guy there in your little
Yeah.
Yeah, your diapers.
Been something like that, yeah.
Right behind were the 26th and 27th of June with highs of 109. Wichita would break the 100-degree mark 46 times that summer. Summer of 1980.
Wow.
It was bad.
Yeah.
Not a good summer for me. I was leaving my great radio station where I worked. My boss had just been fired. They had new owners. And I would be there for another 6 months or so, and I'd be out. So 1980, that summer was not one that I like to remember. I don't have fond memories, we'll put it that way. But it was hot that summer. Oh, man. On this date in 1936, the Civil War novel Gone with the Wind by Margaret Mitchell was first published by the Macmillan Company in New York. Of course, you talk about an impact piece of culture and art. Gone with the Wind, the story of a family in the South during the Civil War. A terrific epic. They made into a terrific movie. And quite a story there by Margaret Mitchell. 1936, Gone with the Wind was published. Greta Van Susteren recently made a bit of TV history as being one of few people to host shows on CNN, Fox, and MSNBC. Now, she's out of the last of those three gigs. She's been replaced at MSNBC after less than 6 weeks at the network. She will be replaced by Ari Melber. And my information here gives no information on why she's leaving.
Yeah, what the reason is.
Mum's a word, I'm sure. Yeah, we'll probably hear a little bit more about that, about Greta's departure. Police in suburban Detroit can skip barbershops. They search for a man who stole a hair growth product. The guy's bald. Dearborn police have security video of a bald man who is suspected of stealing Rogaine from a Walgreens store June 22nd. Investigators say the man put 7 boxes in a bag and dashed. He was wearing a T-shirt that said Air Force Dad. No, it wasn't me. I was not in Michigan yesterday, okay?
Do you have that T-shirt?
Oh, I've got Air Force Dad. Yeah, I've got an Air Force Dad T-shirt. I think I do. Police Chief Ron Haddad says it's not the most hair-raising crime, but he wants the public's help. Police say the bald man could strike again because it takes many months of consistent use to grow hair with Rogaine.
A hair-raising crime.
And there was just a bald-faced shoplifter. A bald-headed shoplifter. There you go.
Right.
6:16 now with Steve and Ted. I'm going to share a personal note with you this morning, a personal and professional note. One of my longtime friends in the radio business passed away yesterday. We knew that Terry Frazier had Alzheimer's disease, which, gosh, I wish they'd find a cure for that. Wow. Terry was worked on the air for 30-some years here in the Wichita market under the air name Roger Mundy. And I was a friend of his wife's in the sixth grade before I ever met him. We worked together at 3 radio stations. He was a consummate professional, a terrific guy. He was a really, really nice fellow. Knew his business. He taught me how to edit tape, which you needed.
Yeah, in the day, the old razor blade.
A razor blade and small pieces of tape. And he showed me one day how to do it, and he was fast. Today you do it with computers.
Right.
But he was fast, and he showed me, and I learned from him. I learned a lot from him. As we were a couple of young broadcasters in the early 70s at the old KEYN radio station. We actually, in 1980, when we were going through that tough summer, we were asked to do a show in a different way, and we originated a show called Mac and Mundy on KEYN, and I left a few months after that, but when I left, the show was number one in the ratings. But they let me go because that wasn't good enough. But anyway, he stayed, worked in radio for years, and just a fine, fine guy. We're going to miss him. The Facebook offerings, the people checking in the radio biz, dozens and dozens of people who were touched by Roger Mundy over the years. Actually, his name was Terry Frazier. And he was... He took over the morning show there in the early 70s when I was the news guy, and we started. And it, one of the things was, how can we need to do the school lunch menu. All right, we need to read that on the air, but it's kind of dry, peanut butter and jelly. So Roger, who is a pretty good singer, decided he was going to sing the school lunch menu. So every morning he would do he had some stupid little background music, and he sang the school lunch menu and became one of those things in Wichita radio that people, many people remember. We're going to miss you, Terry Frazier. 6:18 now, Steve and Ted. I didn't know whether you could reset that alarm clock or not. Ted Woodward here with us, out early this morning covering the weather. And a time for leadoff sports this morning as the Royals go back in action and a big wingnut weekend coming up, right, sir?
Yeah, I'm dragging a little bit.
Yeah, you would.
I never really did settle in after storm coverage.
You bet.
The Kansas City Royals is finishing up their trip to Detroit yesterday against the Tigers, and it did not go well. The Royals got behind early, got down 7-0, scored 3 in the ninth, but still lost the game 7-3. So it was a blowout all the way. The Tigers got the win. The Royals continue to struggle against their own division. They lost 2 out of 3 to Detroit, a team that has really been struggling lately. So the Royals had won 5 series in a row, but they did not win in Detroit after losing 2 out of 3. Now the Royals have a big weekend coming up at home. They are 2 games behind a wild card spot, and the team they're directly behind is the team they play this weekend. The Minnesota Twins, 4 games this weekend against the Twins. tonight, a split doubleheader tomorrow, and then Sunday afternoon. All four of those Royals-Twins games. Be sure to listen live on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. We'll see how the Royals fare against the Minnesota Twins. We have Wingnuts of Wichita Wingnuts baseball last night at Lawrence Dumont Stadium, finishing up a homestand. Didn't look good for the Wingnuts. They were down 5-0 in the fourth inning, but they got a run across, and then they had a huge six-run sixth inning based on six singles and a double. Got six runs across, take the lead, and they were able to hold on. Wichita came back all the way from five runs down and won that game 7-6 against the Texas Air Hogs last night. Back-to-back wins for the Wingnuts, who still have the best record in the league. They now have an eight-game lead over Cleburne in the South Division, and that's the team the Wingnuts will visit this weekend. They're going down to Cleburne, Texas, to take on the Railroaders at Cleburne for the next three nights. The Wichita Wingnuts on the road down in Texas this weekend. And a changing of the guard is coming for Wichita State Athletics this weekend. Of course, today is officially the final day for Wichita State as a member of the Missouri Valley Conference.
Yeah.
After more than 70 years in the conference, and things officially on July 1st, Wichita State will become a new member of the American Athletic Conference.
That's
a
tomorrow.
New era in Wichita State Athletics. Final day in the Valley today. First day in the American is tomorrow.
Of course, the Shockers over the past few years in the Valley have pretty much dominated that all-sports trophy. I mean, haven't they, Ted? They've just done really well.
And that all started under athletic director Jim Schaus.
Yeah.
He started, he really picked a crew of coaches that really took Wichita State to the next level, to the point where basically over the last 10 or 12 years, they've been pretty dominant in many, many sports in the Missouri Valley Conference.
Let's do it with a new conference. Huh?
And yeah, let's now a new challenge for Wichita State Athletics, and we'll see how that goes.
Okay.
But that the end of an era and the beginning of a new one for Shocker Athletics as we flip the calendar this weekend. At Sports with Stephen Ted, KNSS.
All right, now 6:22. Keep it here for Fox News commentator Todd Starnes. Now in Seattle, police can no longer call them suspects or criminals or crooks or bad guys or knuckleheads. They are now officially community members. That's a new label for crime suspects. Community members.
So they've gotten rid of the word suspect.
PC up there in Seattle, right? All right, that's coming up. And keep
police
it
arrested a community member.
Remember to me. That'll be a CM. Yeah. All right.
Well, how long before that's taboo to say that?
That'll be bad. 6:22 Dow, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
You've heard it all before. Banks, with their vague marketing slogans like, a partner for the future, or your trusted business advisor. But what does it all really mean? Here at Equity Bank, we focus on doing some really simple things really well. Hi, I'm Andrew Smarsh, commercial banker at Equity Bank here in Wichita, and I'm here to understand your business by taking the time to listen to your challenges and your goals. We'll pull our team together to create lending packages that fit just what you're looking for. It's not rocket science, it's just good business. At Equity Bank, our customers know us by more than just our name. They actually recognize us because we've been on their shop floor, in their office, and their boardroom. It's the relationship that makes a banker a great one. If you've got plans for growth, pick up the phone and we'd love to hear from you at 316-681-1776. Equity Bank, member FDIC.
It's time to get hitched at Toppers Plus. Not that type of hitch. We're talking receipt.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.